This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries face uncertainty after the presumed death of their leader in a plane crash. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The group's presence extends from the ancient battlegrounds of Syria to the deserts of sub-Saharan Africa, projecting the Kremlin's global influence with mercenaries accused of using brute force and profiting from seized mineral riches. But that was under Yevgeny Prigozhin, who, in what may have been his final recruitment video, boasted that Wagner was making Russia even greater on all continents and Africa even more free. The crash has raised questions about the future of Prigozhin's private army, which fought alongside Russian troops in Ukraine before his brief uprising against military leaders in Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Americans converge on Washington, D.C. Saturday to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, which was a pivotal event in the 1960s U.S. Civil Rights Movement, at which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his galvanizing I Have a Dream speech. Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King Jr., says some young activists today, though, overlook the contributions of civil rights workers of her father's era.
Unfortunately, we're living in a time when there's a younger generation who believes that my daddy's generation and those of us that came after didn't get enough done. And I want them to understand, wait a minute, you are benefiting.
Some Gabonese voters encountered delays on Saturday as they took part in presidential, legislative, and local elections that the opposition hopes will foil the current president's bid for a third term and end his family's decades-long grip on power. This